Who's There? A Yamp Audio production.
It's dark in the house. It must be about 2 a.m. I'm in the living room, but I'm a bit on edge because I'm sure I heard someone upstairs. Just a slight creak, a footstep maybe. I don't usually get scared or paranoid. I'm just being silly, but I should go and check. Put my mind at rest. I can hardly see a thing at the foot of the stairs. I can't put the light on. What if there was someone there? They'd see me too. I don't want that. Not that there'll be anyone there. Like I say, I'm just being silly. Best check anyway. I cringe as my foot creaks on the step. I have to stay quiet, stay hidden. My heart's racing. This is stupid. What a state to get myself in. The carpet feels soft under my bare feet. My hand slides along the cold, wooden, varnished banister. Helps me keep my bearings a bit. It's very dark. I can make out the pictures on the wall on the left. I can make out the open door straight ahead of me. The little window is open slightly and moonlight shines through, illuminating the bathroom with an eerie glow. It's a full moon tonight. Ugh, I shiver. I'm at the top now. I can't see or hear anything. This is ridiculous. Should I check the rooms? Suddenly I hear movement behind the door of the room to my right. I definitely heard something this time. This is not good. My heart's racing. I walk backwards, facing the door, but slowly, quietly backing away from it. Someone is in there. I almost let out a cry as something suddenly firmly pushes itself into my back. I spin round. The cupboard door is ajar. I've backed into it. I creep into the cupboard and slowly, carefully close the door, cringing again as it lets out a little squeak and then a click as it closes. I'm petrified. I'm sweating now, my heart's racing. I can see down the hall through the slates in the door. I feel sick as I see the door down the end of the hall creak open. A shadowy figure emerges, clutching something, a weapon of some sort. I'm trembling now. What if it finds me? The figure looks as if it's about to head down the stairs, but it turns and looks straight at the cupboard door. I'm breathing heavily now. I wonder if it can hear me. I'm trapped, I'm terrified. It begins walking slowly towards the door. I can see it clearer now. A man in his late 30s or early 40s. He's holding a cricket bat. His eyes are fixed on the cupboard door handle. I swallow hard. I grip the hammer in my trembling right hand. It feels heavy. My knuckles must be pure white. The door swings open, and for a split second he looks as shocked as I do, before I bring the hammer crashing down on his head. There's a crunch as the hammer connects with his skull. He drops straight to the floor, making a horrible gargling sound. His leg twitches once or twice, and then he lays there, completely still. It doesn't feel real. Is he dead? Have I killed him? My heart is still racing. I can't move, though. I'm frozen to the spot. I let the hammer fall to the floor. The next day, I sit in silence in the brightly lit room. I'm sat on the bed, clutching my knees, rocking slightly back and forth. I'm staring at two of the other men in the room.
We've no idea how the patient escaped from our secure units, but rest assured, we are doing all we can to find out how it happened and to ensure we don't have any serious breaches like this in the future.
I think the other one is a detective. I think I remember him from earlier. I couldn't concentrate, though. Another detective is talking loudly on a mobile phone.
The psychopath had broken into a house in the area. We believe he thought he was alone and was looking for somewhere to hide. Mr. Francis, well, he must have thought he'd heard something. He went to investigate. Unfortunately, when Francis opened the cupboard door, the man he'd heard moving about, well, he was hiding behind it with a hammer, and he didn't stand a chance.
I'm safe now, though. I won't be going outside again. It's cold and dark out there. People don't understand me. They want to hurt me. I stopped rocking on the bed and turned to look over at the detective on his phone. The cuffs feel tight on my wrists, but they'll be off soon, I expect. He stops talking for a second as our eyes meet. He looks back at me and the colour drains from his face as I grin back at him.
Who's There is a Yap audio production, written by Matthew McLean. Starring, in order of appearance, Michael Hudson, Robert Cudmore, and Neil Cohoon. All music by freemusicforvideos.com. For more information, go to yapaudio.co.uk. Protected under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License.